Behind every song is a voice, and every voice is a story. The journeys behind the voices brings life to the music that shapes each of us. Brought to you by Visible Music College and in partnership with the largest online Christian music site, New Release Today. This is Behind the Tunes, and I am your host, Austin Black. Together, we will explore those journeys, the journeys behind the artists that shape the landscape of today's music.
We're today with David Leonard on Behind the Tunes, davidleonardmusic.com. David, thanks so much for being here today, man.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Well, listen, so you're based out of Nashville, I think, now. Is that right?
Uh-huh. Right, 17 years.
17 years. All right, so what's home for you initially?
Monticello, Arkansas.
Monticello, Arkansas. So how did you get from Monticello, Arkansas – into Nashville, Tennessee, where you are today?
Man, well, I moved up to Siloam Springs, Arkansas. Went to college up at John Brown University and ended up starting a band up there. And we ended up getting signed to Word Records. And that took us on across that Mississippi and moved on over.
And the rest is history. So as I was reading up on you, you're in a band called Jackson Waters, which I remember. Then a little band a few people have heard of called Need to Breathe, and then another duo a few people have heard of called All Sons and Daughters. Most people do good to have one successful and most people don't. How in the world have you gone through not one, not two, not three, but now four successful ventures in the music world? How does that happen, man?
Lord only knows. I have no idea. I'm just happy to be here, man.
you spent along for the ride, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, the cool
I got
thing,
no clue.
That's right, man. Well, the cool thing is, like, even listening back, because I remember Jackson Waters, and then, you know, listening through that, and it's neat to watch someone as their music almost grows as they grow, you know, and it changes over time. And I think that's one thing that's neat is you've been doing this for a long time, but you haven't been stuck in one spot where you had to continue one thing. And so it's almost kind of this neat thing to watch you as a human being in some ways of as you grow, you're not having to appease the same people. You're just able to say, all right, this is where I am in this season of life. And so this is what I write now. I think that's pretty fascinating, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I feel like that's kind of how you want your artists anyway. You want to grow with them.
That's right.
Yeah, you know, I was listening to a podcast the other day. This guy, Jordan Davis, who's a big country guy. But he was talking about just the records that he would listen to. And, you know, some of his favorite records were, you know, whenever his favorite bands got older. And it's like all of a sudden priorities shifted and, you know, the things that they were writing about were different. And I think, I feel the same. I've always kind of wanted to take people on the journey of where I am and where God's leading me. And, you know, sometimes it's high highs, sometimes it's low lows. But, you know, I've always just wanted to be really honest with where I am and just really thankful that I get to keep doing that. You know, I know that a lot of people don't get to do this for as long as I've been able to do this. And I'm grateful is just a word that always kind of comes to mind.
Well, we've hit all the different, you know, bands and things that you've done through the years. Well, let's go even before that. What got you into music to begin with?
Dude, I mean, Dad was a worship pastor. Grandma played piano and organ. So I would sit there and I'd watch them. But, you know, I grew up in Southeast Arkansas. Nobody was doing music in Southeast Arkansas. You know, you're either the band director or you're the church guy, but the church guy back then was, you know, this guy. Mm-hmm. Was like the directing the choir. He wasn't cool guy up there playing a Martin, you know. It's like so it's just a much different time. And then I just remember seeing some buddies of mine started a band, and I just remember seeing them playing, and I was like, I don't know what that is, but like, I want some of that. And I was hooked from then on. End
Was
up
that
convincing them to let me be in the band.
college or was that high school?
No, that's high school.
High school.
And I'll
What
never tell,
was
never tell, bro.
the name of that band? That's the music the world needs to hear, David. That's what we're all looking for right there.
No, nobody needs to hear any of that. I
So
tell you what, I'll tell you what, I'll give you exclusive. I've told this before on the podcast,
all right.
but so our band was called Wet Fleece, okay?
Okay.
Pretty, biblically forward.
Right.
We're but the best thing about Wet Fleece was we decided to create backdrops. And this is the 90s, this is late 90s. So we made a big WF, but it's a Christian band, so you have to have a cross in there. So I went back and watched this like a year ago, and we pull up these videos, and on stage is a giant WTF.
Listen, we live in a cancel
You.
culture age, David. You're one person getting hold of that video. It's over for you. It's done. Oh, that's too
That's the
funny.
truth.
That's
It was
fantastic.
amazing.
Again, we're
I
hearing
was like,
David.
Lord, Lord, help
Oh,
us,
my
forgive
goodness.
us.
No, forgive us, Lord. We know not what we did. We
We did
know
not.
what we did. Oh, that's a fantastic story.
Every night there by your bed, you fold your hands and bow your head, throwing out another prayer in faith. When you're wondering if he's hearing you, look at me, I'm living proof. I'm only right where I am today because somebody prayed. So I hit my knees cause I've seen all heaven move.
My God, pick you up when you come.
I pray, Father, please, cause I've looks like somebody prayed. For the child of God is far from home, the one who thinks they're too far gone. I'm throwing out another prayer in day. Worn out altars, tear stained pews, still I won't give up on you. I believe that anything can change when somebody prays. I've seen all heaven move.
My God, pick you up when you come.
I pray, Father, please, cause I've seen what he can do.
My God, come through when you come.
These hands have no power, but they're in and out, he don't come through. That's why when somebody prayed. I've seen miracles come from feeble words. I've seen hospital rooms turned into cathedrals. I've seen freedom come to the prisoner. You can't tell me that prayer don't work. So every night there by your bed, you fold your hands and bow your head. Not a single word you've ever said in vain, cause he hears everything. So I hit my knees cause I've seen all heaven move.
looks like somebody prayed. Even though I walk through the valley, sometimes it feels like I crawl through the valley. But I got a promise that I hold on tight to. I can't lose when I'm right beside you. Yeah, gotta know the plans you have for me when my cup is overflowing. So while I'm in the in between, I'ma live my life knowing if I get down, you pick me up. Coming to me, the devil tried to make me turn away. Cause even on my worst day, yeah, if I get down, you pick me up. I'ma live my life knowing if I get down.
DavidLeonardMusic.com here on Behind the Tune. So you grow up in a worship pastor's home. You get hooked, join Wet Fleece in high school. and then you go on to create. Well, obviously you said your dad and your grandmother, you know, was your dad someone that was really influential on your journey as far as pursuing this? Or was there someone else along the way that's like, hey, listen, man, this is something you need to pursue. You've got a gift here.
No, I mean, no, I think my dad was telling me to get a real job. my dad didn't play anything. Like, he didn't play guitar, didn't play piano, and, you know, he was a singer. So it was like, it was just a different kind of world. And I remember I found this band out of Dallas called 40 Days. They were just like this, they like led a lot of the camps we did. And, honestly, they were probably the most influential to me of going, hey, you should do this or keep going kind of thing. And who knows, they were probably just being nice to me at the time, but like it was pretty formative and caused me to keep going.
You know, I remember kind of similar. It sounds like we have a similar story to some degree. I grew up rural in a pastor's home where you're kind of, you're enticed and you see this other aspects of the music world. You're like, man, I want some of that. But it's also like, how do I get from here to there? You know? And I remember bands at camps that I would go to and I would just corner them almost and be like, hey, tell me, I want to do a trip.
Yeah.
How do we get here? Well, David, going back to just kind of your childhood a little bit on some things, do you remember the first album that you bought with your own money?
Yep. Hands down.
Who was it?
Well, my parents bought a Sony 6-disc changer for the house.
Yep.
And we got to go to Walmart and they gave us money. Me and my sister, we both got to pick out 2 CDs apiece. And this was like my musical gamut, but I bought Eagles, Hell Freezes Over. Mm-hmm. And I bought Boyz II Men too.
Oh.
So,
well, that's a pretty wide range you got going on there.
It's pretty wide, but it's all still, like, if you think about it, it's all vocal stuff.
Yeah.
Like, Eagles are so vocal heavy, harmony heavy, like everything. I think I was just drawn to it, you know?
This is a side note. Do you know the boys that Boyz II Men are still touring?
Oh, yeah, dude.
Yeah.
It's kind of sad, though. There's only, like, two of them or something. And they've, like, teamed up with Backstreet Boys and all the rejects from NSYNC.
They're selling out for a buck, David. They're selling out for a buck.
Well, you do crazy stuff for money, man.
Yeah, I can't wait to see what you have to do in that video of you and WM comes out all the same. Oh, Lord. Man. So, yeah, Eagles, you have Boyz II Men. Were those huge influences for you kind of growing up, or who were your influences?
Yeah, huge. Huge. I mean, I loved Boyz II Men. All that stuff that I remember going to college and finding, like, Bill Withers and Otis Redding and Al Green. Mm-hmm. Just, like, guys who sang with passion and meant what they sang. And that was kind of, like, that was the foundation of where I wanted to go and what I wanted to base everything off of. Yeah.
All right, keep it in that vein. If you could open up and think about this from the standpoint of, like, you get to just spend the day with them, basically. But if you could open up for anybody, dead or alive, who would it be?
And I get to hang out with them all day?
You get to hang out with them all day.
I think it'd be Petty for sure.
Yeah?
100%. If I got to hang out with Tom Petty all day for one day, I think that'd be pretty awesome.
Your word is a lamp unto my feet. Your way is the only way for me. It's a narrow to life, but I wanna be on it. It's a narrow road, and the mercy's wide, 'cause you're good on your promise. I'm taking you at your word. Chaos fell in line. Oh, I know, 'cause I've seen it in my life. It's a narrow road that leads to life, but I wanna be on it. Yeah. It's a narrow road, and the tide is high, but you parted the water. I'll take you.
dance like David. I want a faith like Paul. I want to sing like Silas, tearing down the prison walls. I want to face that fire. It won't burn me though. God's got my back, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. I want to walk like Moses, right through the waves. One day I'll see that promised land, no longer slaves. Though the fear is talking, no, it can't take out my faith. I'm gonna praise, I'm gonna praise. I praise the mountain, moving body, raising breaker of chains. Gonna praise, I'm gonna praise. I praise the heaven seated, undefeated, highest of names. That's who I praise. Hey, that's who I praise. That's who I praise. I want a gift like Mary. I want to break my vase. I want to sleep like Daniel, even in a lion's cave. I'm gonna get that promise, just like Jericho. Yeah, I know what I'll make it for. I'm gonna praise, I'm gonna praise. I praise the mountain, moving body, raising breaker of chains. Gonna praise, I'm gonna praise. I praise the heaven. Like Jesus, that kind of grace. I want to live like I've got no more precious time to waste. I'm gonna give him glory with all my things, cause there's no greater, stronger, higher name, and that's who I praise.
Here I am again, back in the same place I've been so many times. Here I am again, losing the battle and thinking I'll never win this fight. I'm so ashamed, down on my knees. I know there's grace, but is there grace for me? Fall after fall, prayer after prayer. With me, what a faithful friend.
forgive and redeeming my heart again, standing me up on my feet again. Show me your mercy, we'll never run out.